If we ever had a family movie, it's probably that one about how 9/11 was an inside job.
And I looked over at him, and he looked over at me with his whiskey, and he goes, "When boys were bloody men."
Give him a call. And he's like, "Yeah, I'm in Ohio." And he said it so casually. He said it like, "Yeah, I'm going to be a little late. I'm just going to need to go to Canada real quick."
Fuck you, Dad!
All right, welcome to another episode of Fuck You, Dad, everybody. This week, we got a very funny and great guest, my friend, comedian Alex Olinger, man. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, it's good to be here. Glad to talk about my father. I feel like he might, for some reason, in the back of my mind, I have like this weird kind of fear that he actually is watching this, and he's just going to like bring it up subtly later.
Hey, I even saw your YouTube thing where you shat on me for 37 minutes. It's the only video that comes up when I Google your name. It might be your only comedic achievement is you just shitting on me for 37 minutes, which I thought was a little...
He's like, I didn't even laugh, honestly.
No, it wasn't. It was very mean-spirited and kind of abrasive, I thought, on the pod. I remember the host tried to tell you to calm down, and you said, no, literally, I'll kill him. And that was...
When we started this podcast, I always had that thought in the back of my mind when we would record, is like, dad's probably gonna hear this. But then I realized that my dad would never listen to a podcast that I do, no matter how whatever it is. So
dude, it could be Joe Rogan level big, and your dad's like, I'm not listening to that fucking
it's gold shite.
recently my dad has been blowing me off by like, he's really into Pokemon Go.
What? And
I swear to God, my dad loves Pokemon Go.
How old is your dad? Isn't your dad like in his 50s?
Like, he's like mid to late 50s, right? And he's like really into Pokemon Go. And it's what he's been playing while I try to talk to him. I have like opening up conversations.
What if it's like find a new kid? He's like looking at the GPS coordinates. He's like, there's an NC State grad with a promising career 27 miles away. He's like going to drive around.
Yeah. And then I try to like look at the screen. He pulls up Pokemon Go.
Yeah. He's like, I love Pokemon.
Yeah. This Charmander over here. No, he loves it, man. I'll like go over there to visit, and I'll try to like sit down, and there's not tension between me and my dad, but it's like, there's this weird thing where like neither of us, I think, can really decide if he's a good dad or not. Like, we know he's not bad.
Yeah.
And he's like surpassed bad into passable, but we don't know what like a good dad is either of us. Because his dad wasn't present, right? And I just have him. So it's like the first experience for both of us. So we don't really even know how to do son and dad things.
Yeah.
Like,
he's that kind of dad. He's like, well, I'm here. I punched the ticket. You know what I mean? I'm there for.
I stuck around. Therefore, I am the best dad.
I am good dad.
It's like he doesn't. No one really told him how to do it. No one really tells any of us. Like, here's an example. We were eating dinner in Chicago. I was eating a Cobb salad. A mouthful of egg, bacon, and blue cheese and lettuce. And he just looks at me. It's just me and him. And he just goes, you know, I'm sorry. And he didn't say for what.
No.
It was out of nowhere. And I just look at him. I swallow my food. I'm like, I forgive you? And we were like, okay, yeah. And that's like our relationship. Like,
that's beautiful, that like very ambiguous I'm sorry, because that means it's like there's so many multiple things that he can't say. What, it's just like, I'm sorry, just for the whole thing, just for your whole
like
life.
It's but that's I'm what line it. It's what line we're walking. It's like he knows that would be... he needs to do something, but it's like, what is it, and where did I go wrong? I think I might have, I'm sorry,
yeah,
or whatever.
That would be funny if he was just talking about like your feet happened to touch at some moment and you just went, oh, I'm sorry. And you took it into like your whole childhood. And
yeah,
everything.
He's like, he's saying I'm sorry for the whole, you know.
And, yeah. And he was just like, oh, no, our foots touched. It wasn't.
That's part of having me as a kid, though, is like I'm so neurotic and analytical. Is like I probably did think it was over some gigantic thing. He doesn't even remember half of the stuff, you know.
Yeah, my mom does the same thing, and it insults me to a point where she'll be like, I'm sorry I was such a bad mom. And I'll be like, Mom, you weren't a bad mom. And she goes, no, look at you now.
That's it. That's the thing.
Wait a minute. Your mom said that? Because that is brutal as fuck right there.
Yeah, dude.
My crazy parents, that is mean as fuck to be like, I'm sorry. And you're like, Mom, no, you're a great mom. And you're like, no, look at you. You're pathetic. Waste of a human being, and I'm sorry. I phoned it in.
Well, she always makes the point. She's like, I'm just, well, look at you're just so anxious all the time, and you're trying to do this comedy. And I'm like, Mom,
how do you have a self-esteem after someone says that? After your mother says that she fucked up, she needs a mulligan on you. Look at you. You're an anxious, nervous fuck. You're trying to do this absurd thing with your life. I mean, truly a disaster. Just a homework assignment went wrong, you know?
I think a lot. I mean, a lot
how do you handle that? How do you look yourself? How do you finish dinner? what do you transition into saying? You're like, yeah, so anyway, I'm sorry that I failed you and you're just going to be a mental midget of a human for the rest of your life. And you're just like, yeah, anyway, Mama, it's cool. I mean, Me and Kelly went to the farmer's market last week. I mean, what the fuck do you say?
I love Kelly. How's she doing? I bet she's making a lot of money, huh?
Are your parents like, are they like eight moves ahead of you? They're like, you know, it'd be smart. You get her pregnant, stay at home dad, get on that healthcare plan. Your parents are like, yeah, now you got to lock that up.
Not quite yet. No, I think they're still like, that would be disaster mode for them, I think.
Oh yeah, I like you got really serious. You're like, no, not even. I just thought they're like. I just thought it'd be like Nick has a friend. He has a thing because that's stay at home dad. Then you're out. You don't have. You're like, I don't even. No, I'm a dad. I don't have
that. Yeah, I could just play poker and podcast and then look at a kid every now and again.
This is why you shouldn't have kids. Is you thought the best part about having dad is you said I could play poker and do a podcast, which might be the most. Might be the most irresponsible things you could do with the show. You just said, it'd be great to give birth to a human being so that I could gamble and joke around on the internet with losers. And then in between the gambling and the podcasting, I assume there's like you feed them a little, like it'd be like,
train spotting,
except you notice the kid died after you like recorded like a Patreon episode. You go up to the crib.
Yeah, Nick literally said, look at a kid every now and again. That was his thing of taking care of the kid between poker and podcasting, was glancing at the kid occasionally.
It's like a guinea pig. You just kind of got to keep it. If it's not moving in the cage, you can poke it a little bit, keep it going.
Yeah, no, I mean, you should be forcibly sterilized. But
hey, what did you feed your kid? I got him this cool water bottle. They're like, dude, that's for guinea pigs. Yeah, but you put it over the baby's head. He nibbles on it.
Yeah, he loves it.
He loves his hay.
I give the baby a bowl of food so he doesn't have to lift his head up. He could just
I call cereal dry food. You just give him some of the Cheerio dry food and good.
Hey guys, you want to come check out my new guinea pig? Dude, this is a baby. I love my new guinea pig.
There's just a baby in a hamster wheel trying to desperately run out of the house as Nick's on a podcast being like, well, comedy, I mean, we're like the new philosophy. Oh boy.
What's the hardest your dad ever disciplined you? Like the one that's stuck in your mind? And not frustration, but like really put a lesson in. Because I've been talking to some of the welders at work and they have some like hard ass stories. That's the thing about like knowing if my dad was a good dad or not. Like I'd have hesitations about him. Then other people would tell me about their dad.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah. It's like, yeah, my dad drank and listened to Van Morrison in his room every day, all day. And I was like, Jesus Christ. That's like. I'd call up my dad and be like, dude, socks and sandals, you're doing great.
Yeah. You're crushing fine. It. Yeah. The hardest he ever disciplined me was when I flooded a bathroom in their house. And it's one of those things you do as a kid that you have no idea why. I just
did it for fun.
I plugged the sink up, right? Yeah. And I started the sink, the faucet, and I watched the water
in the sink, and then I just left the room.
You just walked out of the room?
That's
bizarre. Yeah. I and then like 8 hours later, like
wait, you had water running for 8 hours?
Yeah, I was just a kid. I just forgot or whatever, started playing with my toys. 8 hours later, somebody walks in the bathroom and is like, what is going on? There's like hair brushes like floating in the drawers. Like water's like everywhere. And everyone's like, well, Nick, were you the last one in here? And I was like, oh, yeah. And they're like, why'd you do that? And I was just like, I didn't do it. Because I saw like how serious it got. I was like, I can't fess up to it. I can't possibly fess up to this. I OJ'd it. I was just like, I don't know. I'm on the edge. You know, I didn't do it. And then my dad took his slipper, which had like a hard bottom to it.
Ooh, and just you got the slipper.
Wah! Slapped me with it. And then that was game over. From then on, it was just like, I did it and I don't know why. And I was just like under my bed, just going like, just going insane. But I like to think that turned me into a better man, you know?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
So with my dad, he never really was disciplined enough to like discipline, but like it's such disorganized frenzies that, and he wouldn't get mad about like school because the capitalist factory system, if you're failing it, it's your fault. He wouldn't really get mad. He would just be so on the edge and frustrated by the littleties of life. And then you would happen to like be in his orbit when that happened.
Okay.
And so I don't even remember what I said. I don't remember. But I do, and this is probably an evidence of trauma. So I just have the memory of I was in the living room, and then he threw a bowl at my head.
So like hard? Like he wailed on?
I dodged it, but he chucked a ceramic bowl with
a bowl.
I
thought you said a ball.
No, he threw a bowl at my, like, I just was just right. And then but it was like the Matrix. I just was like, and it shattered behind me. And then he just left. But it was just one of those things. Like, no, that would have been like an ER visit. But I don't even remember what it was. Probably just
a police report.
I was like, probably. What do we? I was like, Dad, do we have any food? It just feels like we've been eating the same thing for 3 days. And he's like, what are you trying to call me a loser? Like, it would be like something so mild that would cause like his brain to like explode. Like, I remember we were joking around. I was joking around. I like try to like play punch him in the stomach as a kid. Like play.
And
then he real punched me back in the solar plexus, like hard. Like I just was taken down. He's like, "Oh, you're gonna come up and surprise me!" Like I'm trying to take a nap. I'm having a long day. Fuck you. Like he just couldn't understand. Like child, not actual fellow adult man.
He thought you were an agent. He was like, "This fuck. Oh, they're on to me." Bah.
Yeah. just like there would always be like little just so that's why there was always a fear when I was younger because it wasn't like oh he's gonna be I'm like you don't know what's gonna happen. That's a business you know that is like what and you don't know why either. It's not gonna be like you didn't do your homework. It'll just be like you know you came home and you're just like Dad, is there anything other than Kroger that you can work at? And then he would just be like you piece of shit and like just lose his mind. Like
it's literally like a slot machine. Like
true. It was just like, what are we doing? I was like, Jesus Christ.
What about you, Alex? What's the most you've ever been in trouble?
Oh, I mean, I've been in trouble more than this one instance where I've been like grounded or something like that. But I remember this one instance where I like so sincerely fucked up. I said something to my mom. I don't remember what it was. I was 13 years old. I looked in my dad's eyes and I immediately sprinted up the stairs.
Oh,
I just remember
God.
Running up the stairs.
Oh, you can see it too. When
yeah,
you're,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
The, yeah. When it's coming,
the rage was coming.
Yeah.
So I run upstairs. I shut my door. I lock it. This motherfucker kicks in my door, runs up to me, grabs me by the throat, doesn't squeeze, but just enough to where I can't escape. He pulls me in, looks me dead in the eyes and points in my face. And he goes, "Don't you ever fucking speak to my wife like that again," and drops me on the ground and walks away.
Oh, he picked you up by your throat?
He pulled me in.
The way he says my wife, too.
That
not
was
your
the thing.
Mom.
Is like,
that's not, a, that's because that's such a way to phrase it where it was like, we're a unit without you. Like, I can't. We're fucking on
man to man.
It was man to man at a bar. Don't you speak to my wife like that.
That's terrible.
He was no longer my mom. I was like, oh my God. He didn't have to hit me. He didn't have to do anything. No, made that statement. Oh, I never spoke to my mom like that ever again. I can't even remember. Yeah. My mind like blacked out what I said to her. But there was like, there was times sort of like Kenyon's that where like he would just like, he wouldn't like get mad immediately. He would sort of like bottle up things for like a long period of time. I remember one time we were trying to work on the unfinished space in my basement. We had to put a door on the outside, and I don't know what it was or what I was doing, but I like just, he was trying to hold something up, like a really heavy piece of wood. And I guess I had walked off in the middle of him holding up. I was like, fuck this. I'm going inside. So he's stuck on top of a ladder trying to hold this big thing up. And I just walk outside. It's like August. It's like boiling heat. And I just walk out with like a cool glass of water. And I'm watching him. And eventually his arm's shaking. He like drops the thing. And he runs over to me. He's like, what do you even do? What do you want to be? This is nothing. You can't do this anymore. And he just like storms off. I was like, what the fuck? Another time they were trying to ask me what high school I wanted to go to. And I was just being like lazy, not answering. And he like, the rage in his eyes when he was trying to ask me, he was like, Alex, answer me honestly. Have you ever done drugs?
And I
like,
love that.
I was like, no. He's like, then why are you acting like you're on drugs? I was like, I just don't know what high school I want to go to, man. Like, why are you talking like that?
Yeah. Oh my God, dude. There was one time, and then I'll have you tell the story that I requested from you earlier, because it's one of my favorite dad stories of all time.
I think the primo Alex Olinger story, where from people have personal stories. You can just guess a lot about them from it. It's one of those.
Yeah, yeah. That was me in my final form. That was like
exactly
Super Saiyan Olinger. The full moon is out. My tail is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
There being, I'll do one about random dad rage and then we'll get out of here. But I was just with, or we'll have you tell that story. But I was with my buddies, right, driving around. This is when I was like 16 or 15. So everyone had just like gotten their licenses and could drive a car. So we're just driving around and I go, okay, I got to go home. It's like 7 o'clock or something. And the car pulls into the driveway and my dad storms out the front door and he's going like this. He's like waving like this at us and he goes, fuck off. Fuck. He's yelling at my friends who are like trying to drive this car. He goes, fuck off. Fuck off. And I was like, Dad, what are you talking about? And he goes, you never told me where you were. I don't have no idea where you are all night. And you come back, fuck off. And then, but my buddy who was driving the car, like looked back at me in the back seat. And I was like, I guess fuck off, dude. Like, we got to just fuck off.
My buddy is
like reversing down the driveway. And my dad's just chasing him like down the front of the car, just going, fuck off, fuck off. And
he's an angry British swan.
Yeah. And my buddy is so nervous and he's backing down this driveway, which is like on a hill, that he just goes over like my dad's lawn, like to back out of the driveway. So there's these two tire tracks in the lawn. And now my dad's just standing like this on the driveway with his arms. And I was just like, dude, gun it, go. And this, and then my buddy like just slams and it scurps like it's
like the,
and then like almost hits him and he goes, for fuck's sake. And then I slept at my friend Anthony's that night, who was the guy driving, because he was like, dude, what was that? And I was like, I don't know. I have no idea.
That's insane.
He's going wild.
I recently, though, have more like empathy for my dad. Like
the more you're an adult, the more you're like that. I would be rage if I just had a kid and they're like, hey, so are you ever going to like headline one of these clubs? And I'm like, here's a few pieces. Shut the fuck up.
It's the amount of pressure and the lack of instruction. It's so understandable that these dudes like they just lose their shit occasionally.
Oh, absolutely. I can't wait to do it on my own children.
Yeah, like
I look forward to it.
there's no other option at a certain point. Like, if I had to parent me at 13 and I was holding up like that big a piece of wood and the fucker just walked off to go get ice water.
Dude, to just watch me suffer.
Yeah, I would lose my mind.
Yeah.
Like, we don't take, it's fair. Take that from anybody. Also, I'm sure whatever I said to my mom was worthy of so much more than a warning.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. Like, warning was an incredible amount of restraint. It was also genius.
But looking back on it now, and it makes me laugh because, you know, you're so detached from it now and the fear is so silly.
Fucking that, hilarious.
Yeah.
Sure, I look like one of those like little dogs, like when they shit on the carpet and you come in rage and they're like, just like right up with the.
Oh God!
So are we doing? Do I have to?
Yeah,
I gotta tell the Portugal story.
You don't have to go like super. You don't have to go way long, but
I'm not gonna go way long. But I got to get into some key details. I've been trying.
Yeah,
to, like,
it's incredible.
I mean, it was good to talk, though, because I haven't really done anything stand-up oriented. I've just been hanging out with people.
Right.
So we get on a podcast, it's been good, but I've been working out the story. Because there's like key details that I kind of missed in the first time around. Like, all right, so we're in Portugal. A very specific, important thing. This is my parents' 30th anniversary.
Oh, boy.
They have, like, saved up for the trip, right? So they take us and the family to Portugal, and my dad's friend recently got separated from his wife. He's out to eat with us with his son, and there's six of us at the table. And in Portugal, they don't kick you out of the tables, right? It's Europe. They're like, you can stay here as long as you want, but the waiter knows this game, and the waiter's a hustler. So like 3 hours, like each of us has drank like a bottle of wine each. And like another bottle of dessert wine. And then they're like, we could do gin and tonics. And he brings out these gin and tonics. They're like, as big as my fucking head. Like, I swear, I have a picture of it. It's like this big. And I finish one. And then I finish my brother's too. And like, I am like, I've been slammed before.
But you're not family drunk right now. You're like degenerate drunk.
I was, dude, beyond like... the shittiest bar drunk.
Yeah.
Like beyond getting kicked out of, like I've been thrown out of a bar on EDM night on a Tuesday. That's not, that really happened. I got banned from a bar that does EDM on Tuesdays. That's how shit faced.
That's the name of an autobiography, friend.
Yeah. And I was shittier than that. And I'm looking at this dude and he's just so fucking British. Do you know what I mean? In that kind of like snooty British way, I'm like, I don't trust this fucking guy. And then I notice he's like laughing and joking with my mom. And I just get this fucking feeling. I'm like, this dude is flirting with my mother in front of everybody, in front of my family. And then another thing he does is he goes into a spiel about how free will doesn't exist.
Oh boy.
And I'm like, okay, so now this is what we're doing. We're going to flirt with my mom in front of my family.
And then be like, you don't even have a choice to not sleep.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't fuck you my mom going- and fuck my mind, mister. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're going to philosophically like excuse yourself for flirting with my mom in front of my fucking dad. So I'm like, I'm going to let it go. I'm shithand. I'm already ready to go.
Yeah.
No one's saying anything. I'm like, it's fine. We just
you're
let
just
it go.
Taping up your knuckles at the table, just like this.
Then my brother doesn't finish his gin drink, and I drink that one.
Oh,
and
no.
That one hasn't hit me yet. And then we get up to go on a walk, and my mom and this dude disappear. They just walk off from the group. And dude, my heart right now, I have adrenaline right now telling this. That's like the level of rage. I'm like, this British piece of shit. This slimy, subjective morality, no free will, left wing, liberal, London, British motherfucker just snuck off with my mom. Into
my
the
red-blooded
sunset.
American mom.
Yeah, into the sunset in Portugal. And another key factor, I was watching way too much Jordan Peterson at the time. Okay. So I'm like, in my head, I'm like, you're going to clean your fucking room. You're going to clean your room right now. Tonight, you need to say what's on your mind for your soul Like, I literally had this dialogue in my head. It's like, Jesus, to be a man's man, you say what's on your mind. I'm looking at my dad. He's wearing sandals. He's not saying shit. So there's like shit I haven't said to my dad that I'm mad at him for. Now I'm just getting mad at the dude. We can't find him. Eventually we leave, go to a bar, and this dude just walks back with my mom for wherever, God knows where. He walks up to the bar in front of everybody at the bar, super cute bartender, my whole family, everything. I just lean in. I'm like, so Jim, are you trying to bang my mom? And the bar just like stops. And I'm like leaned in. No. He's leaned into the bar next to me trying to order a drink. And I'm leaned back like in my mind, I'm like Clint Eastwood, like in the corner of a saloon with a cigarillo. I'm like, who's trying to bang my mom?
But really, you're like homeless drunk, leaned against the bar. Like, hey, you trying to bang my mom?
And then everyone involved is like, he didn't just say that. Like, it's like.
Yeah. So they're like, he didn't just say that. So they ignore it. He ignores it. And I'm like, so Jim.
Oh, no.
I want to know.
You could have maybe gotten away with this.
Yeah. I could have gotten away with it right off the bat.
That's the worst when you're with a drunk buddy who said something bad and you're like, oh, no one heard him. And then they double down on it. And you're like, oh, fuck.
Now we're in it.
I'm like, so why are you trying to bang my mom? And he's like, I'm not trying to bang your mother, Alex. And he said it kind of condescending. And I freaked out. And I start doing the Olinger yell. I'm bombing, but I'm trying not to bomb. And I'm like, what kind of a man walks off into the sunset with another man's wife and isn't trying to fuck her? Can someone please tell me that? And dude, everybody's like dead silent. The bar is like, I'm not trying to bang your mother. I was like, why would you even do that? And then it weirdly flipped from me like getting mad that he wasn't trying to bang my mom.
Yeah.
Instead of mad that he was. That I thought he was trying to bang my mom.
You're like, you don't think she deserves love? Look at this beautiful place.
I was like, you better fuck my mom.
She deserves someone going down on her on a sunset in Portugal, buddy.
Yeah, and
that would be funny if you actually grabbed him by the throat and you're like, never talk to my wife like that.
Pulls an old dad move. Yeah. I just remember one of our family friends came up and just put a hand on my shoulder. And I just hear the words in my ear. I think it's probably the gin, buddy. And I was just like, all right. And I let it go. I go outside. My mom is crying.
Oh my God.
I said,
how do you not just jump off a bridge?
I don't know.
It's just dark.
It was a dark place, man. It wasn't
What did your dad say? What did he have to say?
I saw him talking to Jim outside. About something. I don't know what it was. I thought it was me. And then get this. This is how hammered we were. Me and this dude that I accused of banging my mom went out to a club together right afterwards. Everybody was so fucking hammered. Like, we were like, that's fucked up. Fuck you. And then we were like, let's go clubbing.
Yeah. I want to hang out with you guys. That was
that's a vibe I'd like, is a really tumultuous, like disaster level family situation, but everyone's so hammered
you keep having a good time.
There's also like a lot of love. My mom was crying. Yeah. She's like, this is just like high school, like freaking out. And I'm like, this British son of, I said, don't give me your British lies. I said that to a grown man.
That is pretty hilarious, though.
Yeah. I was like, don't you give me your British lies.
Americans do get the most American when we're not in America. You know, we get you get way more patriotic if you're in Portugal and it goes crazy. If you're like, you can't get a taxi or whatever. I've been in that situation. My dad has even done it. He's not American. He's been like somewhere else traveling and been like, this is bullshit. This wouldn't happen at home. People don't know how to do things.
He gets American. Yeah. What was great though about the whole story is like, I think the crux of it was my dad's reaction the next morning, because my mom was still mad. That dude that I accused of banging my mom actually was staying in our apartment with us, like in the same room as us. So we had to like go back to the room. The morning he comes up, he's like, we kind of apologize to each other. It's super weird. I'm literally drowning in shame. Like, I have never felt this level of shame before in my life.
Plus the hangover too. It's like, yeah. God.
Yeah. And the hangover was there. I remember apologizing to my mom. We're trying to walk out of the apartment to go do something. And in like the most Chris Olinger, I make six figures a year at a computer tech job, socks and sandals, I don't give a fuck vibe, my dad walks up to me, smiles at me smugly, and he goes, "I appreciate you sticking up for me last night, bud." And he just walks off. And I was like, oh my God.
That, like, dude, father, like son, dude. He was feeling what you were saying.
Yeah, that, because he said that because he's like, I wasn't completely out of bounds.
Yeah. It wasn't completely out of bounds, but it also was like, you took it way too far, little guy.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I appreciate you have much up for me, bud.
You have much to learn, young Padawan.
Yeah.
You got it, tough guy.
Well, Alex, thank you for doing the show. Everyone should know that he made the beat that is on the theme song that makes the show, man. He's a very talented musician.
Great, and comedian. Great actor, musician, comedian, does it all.
Do you have anything you want to plug, Al?
Nah, man. I haven't even done like stand up in a year, so.
Nah, but
I'll let you know. It's like a show here and there. I'll shoot.
Follow him on Instagram. What's your Instagram thing?
Shit, I can't even remember. I deleted it. Follow me on Facebook.
There you go.
And then I'll
there
put it
go.
On. Yeah.
Facebook, and he'll talk. He'll let you know when he's doing shows and what he's doing. Or hit him up if you want a beat, because this man makes fire.
Yeah, you gotta find me on Facebook. And then you can hit me up for whatever. Facebook Messenger.
All right. Sounds good, Alex. Thanks again.
All right. Thanks for going.
Hey, guys. You just listened to another episode of Fuck You, Dad. If you could follow us on our Instagram, which is FCKYOUDAD podcast. That's the important one. We also have a Twitter account, which is FCKYOUDADPODCA1. If you could follow that. Also, please submit any father stories that you have that you'd like us to make fun of, laugh at, or share. Shoot that to our Instagram DMs. And if you could please go ahead and rate the podcast, share the podcast with your friends and family that might enjoy it. And keep listening. Thank you so much.